Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome in, Marty. We have made it to the end of another arduous work week.
Yeah, tomorrow we are not going to be on, so we are going to...
Maintenance day for the crew.
Maintenance day for the crew. It's important that we take care of our what do you say? The
colleagues?
Yeah, but the control room crew, that's what I was looking for. Colleagues in the control room that put the show on MSG and WGR all the time. So yeah, maintenance day for everybody, so that's good. So we're off. So we got a jam-packed show. We're gonna have Shayna Goldman in just a few minutes here. Darren Dreger at the bottom of the hour. So game 4 is tonight. It's a must win, Duffer. Must win for the Edmonton Oilers tonight. Don't roll your eyes. It is a must win.
Sorry, I looked the wrong way.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yes, and please.
I'm sure we'll talk about the game, but I've highlighted 3 captain obvious points for the Edmonton Oilers for their game 4.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is special teams. One of them is McDavid and Draisaitl as a whole, their production. One of them is goaltending. Which captain obvious point is the most important for the Oilers tonight?
Well, sure. Let's go with goaltending because you're one. Okay. And there was a question lingering for a couple of days as to whether you and or Knobloch would go with Skinner or Pickard. I was going to say and or Pickard because it could be both.
It could be again. And.
What do you think is going to happen? Do you think Skinner... And there will be 2 of them by the looks of it for Edmonton tonight. But do you think the one in the crease will go the distance?
So expected to start is Stuart Skinner. So that's what we're getting from Florida, from on location. The boots on the ground are looking at it all. And they're like, hey, Stuart Skinner is expected to start tonight. Mm-hmm. So that to me is what we've talked about. I didn't think it was close. I think that we laid it out yesterday. If you're thinking of going to Pickard, you're probably putting him in earlier in the game 3, or you're starting the second period with it, the third period with him. Yeah, there was a power play, but I felt like this was okay. We're going with Stuart Skinner, but here's the problem for me: is even though we want to put the blame on Stuart Skinner, and I didn't think he had a good game 3. Now, people in general want to put... I didn't think he had a good game 3. The Oilers have been bad in front of them now for a couple of games. They've given up way too many high-danger chances. They've given up too many good looks. Like, you're going to have to be better, and there's some major changes in the lineup. Jeff Skinner's coming in for Arvidsson. Troy Stetcher's coming in for John Klingberg. There's a change of the lines for the Oilers. They're putting it all out there. Like, we are going to change the way we're going to look in game 4.
It's what they do, and the majority of the time they win. The last two postseasons, Edmonton 18-2 in games four and beyond. So we'll touch more on that coming up with Shayna and with Darren as we have a jam-packed Sabres Live today. Will you allow me a minute or two to speak about the latest and once again NHL award winner in my favorite player over the last 19 seasons, Anze Kopitar?
Anze Kopitar wins the Lady Bing. What a video, surprised by his kids with the trophy and everything. It's supposed to go to the player that showcased, exemplify sportsmanship and gentlemanly conduct. Man, that's a tough one to say. But anyway, so
you can practice this like, tomorrow.
Congratulations on being the nicest player in the NHL, nicest dad too. So yeah, that's basically what it is, the Lady Bing. Well, Anze Kopitar is a gentleman of the game of hockey, has been for many years. So I think it fits when you look at the way that the voting went. You know, he got 50 first place votes. He won by almost 80 points when you look at Braden Point finishing second. But there was a lot of people that got votes for first place. And it wasn't a runaway, but I think Anze Kopitar is the most gentlemanly player in the National Hockey League.
Quick trivia. How many penalty minutes?
This year? Six.
Four.
I was going to say four, but I'm like, he had to have taken the next one. So, okay, four is the number. And look, it's not just about penalty minutes, but it's about how he plays the game. Mm-hmm. How he plays the game. He plays the game fair. He plays the game hard. You see him talk to the referees all the time. You see him talk to the media, the way that he conducts himself, handles himself. I think this is good. Now, it's funny. I always like to think that goalies are very gentlemanly and sportsmanlike. They talk to the referees all the time. Marc-Andre Fleury finished seventh in voting, and Logan Thompson, the only two goalies. These guys couldn't be more opposites if you tried. Fleury and Logan Thompson are the only two goalies that figured in on the voting, and they are at the opposite end of the spectrum in the way that they kind of conduct themselves.
Which is actually surprising that Bobrovsky did. Can you double check? Bob didn't get any votes? Because if you're going to go down this path, we talked about this before. Spencer Knight had a really great interview about it earlier this year, too, before going to Chicago. Like, Bob's mannerisms and his conduct is so kind to officials. And, I mean, when have you ever seen Bob lose his crap? Like, he's remarkably consistent, and he's like the goalie version of Kopitar. He's everything.
Bob dives a little too much for me, though. He plays the comedy a little too much.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's part of the game, and also. No,
I get that. I mean, it's a good point. I guess I just don't see. I mean, you see it obviously a little differently.
But also, Florida has Barkov, Forsling, Reinhardt.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of guys that I figure in on the voting, so maybe you forget about Bobrovsky in that way.
Well, allow me to just remind you, because he is my favorite. That's a three-time Lady Bing winner, two Selkies, one Messier, two Stanley Cups, twice a playoff scoring leader, and this is where you shine. Where, after 19 years in the NHL, where does Anze Kopitar rank in NHL scoring all time?
All time?
All time.
31st.
40th. You're always within plus or minus 10. It's amazing. Where does he rank in assists?
Okay, so if he's 40th in points, I would think he's got to be top 30 in assists.
28th. You again, amazing.
Because he's got more assists than goal. I figured like his points are, he's more of a playmaker.
He is 31st in games played. And in what next year, and who knows, it may well be his final year. He starts the year 29 points away from becoming the all-time scoring leader in LA Kings history. He's already there in playmaking. He's top three in goals, but he's going to track down Marcel Dion this season. So he will eventually retire as the all-time king, in my opinion. And that's saying something when you had the Triple Crown line, Dion, Simmer, Taylor.
Yeah.
And then you had Luc Robitaille, one of the game's great goal scorers, and they unfortunately were never able to, and yes, Gretzky, and, you know, but no one was able to get over the hump as the leader of the group, like Kopitar, as a two-time champion. It's remarkable. I think sometimes you have to remind yourself in the moment the history that you're witnessing, and he is an easily, because of his quiet nature, overlooked superstar. And maybe superstar is the wrong word. Longevity, I think, plays a role in how you view people. It's an incredible, you know, measure of the player, but he's typically a 60 to 75 point guy. So maybe superstar is the wrong word, but man, every team would love to have had 19 years of Anže Kopitar.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, spontaneous trivia.
I'm not very good at this. Don't we know? Stay in our lanes here. Come on.
One Buffalo Sabre has won the Lady Byng Trophy. Only one Sabres has ever won the Lady Byng Trophy.
Gilbert
Perreault. See, that's easy. 72-73.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you make it Sabre related and I get it wrong, you undermine all my credibility for our audience. Try not to keep it Sabre-ish because
you have a 95% success rate. People would never be even close to that when it comes to. And look, I know like 4 penalty minutes is low, right? So Jacob Slavin last year won his second Lady Byng. Mm-hmm. He had 8 penalty minutes, but his first Lady Byng in 2021, he had only 2 penalty minutes. Mm-hmm. And you have to go back, Duffer, this is incredible. You have to go back to 1949 when Bill Quackenbush of the Detroit Red Wings won the Lady Byngs with 0 penalty minutes in the year. Like, it's very rare to have 0 penalty minutes in a season.
Okay, well, you're going to make me look this up, even though I believe the answer to be 2. And I believe he did win the award that year. And he might not have won. Oh, hang on.
What is that?
The Lady Byng. I'm looking at penalty minutes. Mm-hmm. There it was. Yes, he did win the Byng that year. Good. So former Sabre Ryan O'Reilly,
that's what I thought you were going to go to.
Yeah. He had 2 penalty minutes in the 13-14 season. And
That is about the, Jacob Slavin, Ryan O'Reilly, 2 penalty minutes each, but Marty Saleh won it in back-to-back. Pavel Datsyuk was Mr. Lady Byng 4 in a row from 2006 to 2009. So yeah, that's, Brian Campbell did win it, but he was with the Florida Panthers when he won it.
So not a Sabre. Thank you.
Not a Sabre.
Well, speaking of the Sabres, we do have a pet adoption this weekend at KeyBank Center. It is Saturday, June 14th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is a great opportunity for you to help out in bringing in a forever pet and helping out so many of the incredible organizations in our city that rescue these pets. And so the adoption happens between 10 and 2, and we're encouraging attendees to also bring a new or unopened bag of dog or cat food to the event, and the food that gets collected will be donated to the participating rescue organization. So all you got to do is go to sabres.com/pet adoption to find out more, and we're looking forward to a tremendously successful event this Saturday at KeyBank Center between 10 and 2. It's game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight. Shayna Goldman from The Athletic is with us. Hi, Shayna. How are you?
Great. I love this pet adoption. I'm so excited. I hope everyone comes home with a bunch of new friends.
We have had
furry friends. Let's do it.
We've had so much success with this in our community. But Marty, think of just the number of game nights where we've been, you know, blessed with the opportunity to meet pets on set and things like that. This is a great evolution of sports and engagement and community to me. Like, I feel like so many teams, including obviously the Sabres here, have really gotten it right with how they connect with people.
That's how you should do it, right? Like, they're so important, pets. And if they're coming on set and they can like vibe out in an arena, like that is a true keeper. That it's like, if they can handle the chaos of that, they can do anything.
Shayna, I asked the basically Captain Obvious question to Duffer at the start of the show when it comes to game 4 tonight. And I said, it's a must win game for the Edmonton Oilers. And I had to do a TSN hit this morning, And they're like, what do you want to talk about? I'm like, there's only three things to talk about: special teams, McDavid Draisaitl, and goaltending. And he's like, yeah, but that's kind of obvious. I'm like, yes, it is about Captain Obvious. So what is the key? Duffer said goaltending, and I'm going to include playing good defensively because...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Even Connor McDavid this year, every time the media said, oh, you guys played well defensively, he gets angry. We're a good defensive team. Like, how about you got to prove it to help your goaltending? But a special team and the five-on-five aspect of McDavid Draisaitl, more of an obvious key to their success tonight?
Okay, I'm going to go two ways.
Okay.
Okay, I agree with you. When you said defense, I was waiting for that because I'm like, yes, the goaltending is important, but I think it's bigger that the Oilers play that commitment to team defense that we've seen them play earlier this postseason, because if you're not exposing Stuart Skinner, he can play his best. And right now he doesn't look like he's near his best or the levels he was the last two rounds. And I think part of it is, you know, the chaos around the middle, right? Like the Panthers grind teams around the boards. And there was a shift in game two. It was in the second period around like the 5-minute mark. And you just saw them take over and like win possession. And then they drove right to the middle. And the Oilers were all over the place. They were so lucky they didn't allow a goal in that moment because it was so disorganized and so chaotic. So that's a big part of it. But let's go with McDavid. And it's not just McDavid and Draisaitl, but Draisaitl should be talked about, right? He had zero shot attempts in game three after 15 between one and two.
Yeah.
That's huge. It's the Barkov McDavid matchup for me that's going to be really important here, because in games one and two, the Oilers won those minutes, right? They outscored Florida 1-0 with McDavid and Barkov on the ice at 5-on-5. You extended to even strength play because there was so much 4-on-4 play. It's 3-0, that goal differential. That's a huge, huge advantage to have. Yep. The series shifts back to Florida. They don't change the matchup in round two. When the Matthews-Barkov matchup was leading to less offense from the top of the lineup, they gave Marchand that matchup on home ice to free up Reinhart and Barkov a little bit. For games three and four, right? They didn't do it this time. They're like, nope, it's McDavid against Barkov.
Yep.
And you look at it and you see that the Panthers scored, right? Reinhart scored and Barkov played a part of it. So now that all situation matchup started tilting towards the Panthers. And now you have three scoring lines in Florida and you have no scoring lines in Edmonton because now McDavid's not scoring either. That's your biggest problem.
I don't expect this drought is going to last. Do you?
No. Absolutely not.
I but think like, we're that's the see thing. Another McJesus moment in the first period tonight.
Right, but it may be a 6-5 game, and that's you know, kind of how I envision all of this. We're
bring it on. Give us a 6-5 game. But like, yeah. I think you even look at last year, and it's like McDavid was crushing Barkov in its minutes below the surface. But on the score sheet at the end of the series, the Panthers outscored Edmonton in the end. And at the end of the day, that's what matters, right? Like expected goals are great and scoring chances are great, but you need the actual goals and the Panthers had it. So it's like if McDavid's skating circles around Barkov, that's one thing, but it has to turn into something, especially if no one else is going to step up.
Marty, stay on the cup path if you like before we venture into the trade market,
yes,
which featured Anaheim and the Rangers.
One more cup question. Shayna, I think everybody could agree that the Oilers have been the undisciplined team so far in the first three games, despite the fact that the power plays are 17-16. Like, Florida has had 17 power plays, 11 the last game, and the Oilers have had 16 power plays. Why? And I think I know the answer, but why are we looking at the Oilers being the undisciplined team and not Florida still, you know, being a team that can take a lot of penalties?
Well, the Panthers play a way that they walk the line, right?
Yes.
And at this point, there is no line. If you're going to do borderline plays and get away with it, why would you ever stop, right? People could say, oh, wow, they're so dirty. If I'm in the Panthers' position and I'm not getting penalized for it and I'm annoying opponents, I'm going to do it as much as I can until someone tells me not to. So they know that, right? And they get into their opponents' heads. That's what makes them so dangerous, right? They have this dynamic elite skill. This is not just a team that the takeaway might be, oh, look, you have four lines of grinders. No, that's not it at all. Matthew Tkachuk, Alexander Barkov, Sam Reinhart, those are all elite talents. You have dynamic skill mixed with this snarl and bite and physicality, right? That you're not going through this lineup unpunished. They got in the Oilers' head. They did exactly what they wanted to do, the Panthers. They knew it. And now they're living rent free in the Oilers' heads. And you look at it, two offensive zone penalties in the first period from Edmonton. They came into that game unglued. I know everyone's going to say, well, in the third period. No. Third period was just the cherry on top. Through 40, they were completely unhinged and undisciplined when you can't afford to do it. The Panthers can. That's not your strengths, right? You can play a physical game, and the Oilers are a more physical team. But something they said going into this series, Connor McDavid said, this time we're not as emotional. We're on business. We know what we have to do. We've been here before. Okay, act like it. Because now you're not, right? You're getting emotional, and now you're getting away from playing hockey, which is what you need to do. You need to skate circles around them. It's not working out for you.
In their defense, it is hard to skate circles around the Panthers, regardless of what style is being played. But yes, your point is incredibly well made, leading us into game four tonight. Now, talked about for a couple of days. It's done now. Coast-to-coast trade. Anaheim and the Rangers. Chris Kreider leaves New York with a fourth to Anaheim for prospect Carey Terrence. He's the Erie Otters captain. He's had gold medal success for Canada at the World Juniors at the U20 and U18 levels. And a third round pick goes to New York as well. Who wins the trade, Shayna?
If I had to give a slight edge, I'm going to give it to the Ducks. I think there's a couple things here. One, it's tough for the Rangers because this is a franchise player, a franchise cornerstone, right? At his best, he's an elite net front presence. He's great off the rush. He has a lot of speed. He has a lot of strength, right? And if all of those are clicking, he's more than just this net front guy. That's what makes him so special. He wasn't that this year in New York. That's the fact, right? He had 22 goals, but he only had 30 points. It's not just his teammates didn't finish his chances. You could see differences in his game. He didn't drive to the net as well. He didn't play as well. Is that because of an injury situation that was lingering? I would think, yes, that has a lot to do with it. So it's tough to know whether or not he's going to rebound from it. And it's even tougher when you're expecting your entire roster, basically, to rebound from a disastrous season, right? So how can you navigate that? And then when you consider the role he plays, the net front role, those players don't typically age well. And while you know Kreider is more than that, he wasn't this year. So I think all of that kind of weighs down his trade value for the Rangers. So had they waited, could it have been worse or better? Like, I don't know. They created a bad situation. It got to this point where their hands were tied. So the one win is they cleared cap space, which is going to help them get better because you can't trade everybody, but you also can't add in the current standing they were in. The Ducks, this is a good thing for them, right? They have the cap space. They have the leverage. In 2 years, his cap's off the books. If he can rebound and be good at even strength, help the power play, that's a win for them. But it's just all a tough situation. So it's hard to say a true winner and loser. I give a very slight edge to the Ducks.
I give the edge to the Ducks. I kind of was hoping Kreider would maybe have been linked to the Sabres a little bit. I would have liked to have seen that net front presence on the power play, as you mentioned, the speed. I think he was injured last year, but can still score 25, 30 goals. That's what you want to get, right? So is there anybody like him maybe available now? And I'm only looking for Sabres just... And yesterday I said I don't think they have to worry about their forwards. They have to worry more about the backhand, but if you add a top six forward, it could help. It wouldn't hurt. Is there anybody like that you can see may be available?
I wouldn't say a true stylistic match is out there right now, but I think in that same realm of caliber player, I would be looking at someone like Mason Marchment, who's on a pretty, you know, team friendly deal. If I'm Dallas and you're hearing the rumors of Jason Robertson and that swirling, I want to put that situation to bed 5 minutes ago and go, no, 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 we are not trading our 40 goal scorer and have another solution. So I think that there's a way for teams to play that to their advantage. So Dallas can open up cap space by moving someone out without spending a ton of money, right? Because if you look at it in a year, you go, do you want to assign 29-year-old UFA Marchment? If you're the Stars, or do you want to, you know, keep Jason Robertson, who will be an RFA? Obviously, there's different costs associated with it, but there's different rewards too. So that would be the kind of player I'm saying, like, okay, here's a top six guy if you need. And then if you have to, if you're a really deep team and he slots to your middle six, right? He's like that fringe second, third line player. You're doing something right. But I think he's a very good player. And we saw just how good he was in Florida a couple of years ago. He was that elite third liner. Now he's a very good second line. That second line was the most productive Dallas had through most of the season. That would kind of be that comparable I'd be looking at. Because anyone else, I think if you're going for the Oilers of the world, you're going up a tier in cap and in value, and rightfully so. But if you're trying to stick to that like second line caliber guy, I would say it's him.
Clearly not just about Robertson and Marchment, though, in Dallas. When you look at their situation, their limited cap space, their desire, presumably, to retain some of the players that helped them to yet another Western Conference final. Like, what do you think is the answer here for Dallas to make it all work?
I think that they could let Granlund walk if it's going to be too expensive.
Oh, realistically. I'm already assuming him and others are out the door. Who else?
Yeah.
I mean, because
CC, Dumba, see you later, bye. I would try to get... Yeah. Sorry, what?
No, I just think you got to move more. That's the thing.
No, like, I'm agreeing with you fully. Yeah. I would try to get rid of the Lyubushkin contract. I don't think you should have that on the books. I think the key for me is moving out Marchment to keep Robertson. I'm also saying goodbye to Jamie Benn. I know he's the captain there, but I look at it and I think the Jamie Benaissance is over. I think he had his two good years, and I think his drop-off in the playoffs was so steep this year. They played him against matchup minutes that he had no business being in. Yes, he didn't convert on his chances. That's not just on him. And, you know, the entire team didn't in his minutes. But I think that you could see the finishing talent is starting to fade. The other part of it is, I don't know if anyone ever is going to be able to, like, step up in a captaincy or leadership role as long as he's still there, because he's that mainstay. And I think it's time for somebody else to do it, because we're going to talk about DeBoer being part of the problem in their Western Conference final endings, and he is, but I also think Ben might be too. So if you want to open the door to a new era of Stars hockey, I think you need to close the door on the last one.
Okay. Did you just use the Jamie Benaissance in a sentence?
I did.
And it kind of just rolled right off, and like that didn't even flinch. Would Jamie Benn be a fit in Buffalo? Like bring him in and play a third line, maybe even a fourth line role, get to be a cheaper option. Like I think people in Buffalo, when they look at adding some grit and maybe a little bit older player, like Jamie Benn could be a good fit for that.
I agree, because I think the big thing is, if he's to resign in Dallas, I think it's for more money than anywhere else because of that long-term connection to him. And I think it's kind of like, you look at other guys like the Coglianos of the world, right? Like they leave their longtime teams and now you become this role bottom six player. There's no question about what you are, right? Your signing is something else, is instead of you're fading from the role you held for so long. So I think you could look at it totally differently and pay differently. I think Evolving Hockey has a two-year deal around $4 million if Ben were to extend in Dallas. And I think that number drops if he's to go elsewhere. And I think that you could get him in that $2 to $3 million range and let him be a third-line player. Like, let's say 2 years, $3 million. Like, that's pretty reasonable for someone you're signing to be a third line guy. And if you have to drop him to the fourth, so be it, especially knowing he might be able to jump up in a power play and be that net front presence and kind of bring leadership. But it's a totally different vibe doing that somewhere else versus staying where he's been.
Yeah. The real name here that not enough people are talking about is Matt Duchene. I mean, they can't afford to keep their leading point getter, can they? And, like, who's lining up for Matt Duchene right now? He just, again, posted big regular season numbers. And I just wonder, like, what you think is going to happen with Matt Duchene.
It's tough because he did play center again in Dallas, right? Like, that was part of the reason his value dropped so much. I think what helps teams is he has that buyout money, too. So you expect the contract to still be pretty reasonable and a short-term deal. But I could see why this is your last chance to get a little length, a little bit more. You could try to squeeze that. But I think the fact that he faded the last two postseasons, specifically against the Oilers, is one very big strike against him. I think he sticks around in Dallas. I think that if you can move enough pieces, if he wants to stay, unlike Ben, I think he could stay for more of a team-friendly deal, right? Like, could he get more elsewhere because the center market's terrible? Absolutely. But he knows he works in Dallas after striking out elsewhere, that I wonder if that kind of works in his favor too.
What is the worst summer market free agent-wise? The center market, the right-shot defenseman market, or the goalie market?
Oof. It's really hard to top the center market. It truly, truly is. But I'm going to have to go with the goalie market. The goalie market is bad. And it's tough, too, because you look at the last few years, how many good goalies have been available. And we've been talking about potential trade options for different goalies for so long. And it's like you missed the boat if you didn't make your move. If you didn't go for the Blackwoods while you could, or the Markstroms, because this year it is slim pickings.
Dreger never misses the boat.
It's Jake Allen slim pickings.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Darren Dreger never misses the boat because it only takes 40 seconds to launch. We learned that recently, and Darren will be coming up. Shayna, thank you this week, and we'll see you next week when the finals
me.
Will be done.
In theory, maybe.
I think so.
Maybe.
Shayna Goldman from The Athletic. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.